We spoke about the Balamor last week, and the Balamor on the Sugya in Yevamos Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis splits into two. What I mean by splits into two, he has a fundamental distinction with regard to Nivola Ba'ones between Eishes Ish and Shar Psulim. And even if in Shar Psulim a Be'ila Ba'ones will engender a Shem Zonah and Isar Kuna, nevertheless in the case of Eishes Ish, according to the different Lashonos in Rabbah, we would say that the Be'ila Ba'ones is not enough to engender a Shem Zonah. Perhaps in the case of an Eishes Kohen, she may be Asur al Baila Midin Vin Nitma, because Vihilo Nitfasa, Hanitfasa, Mutas Ishcha Cheres, Shafilo Nitfasa Asur, that doesn't necessarily engender a Psul Zonah. That might be a separate din in Tumah, Labaila. And in the context of this distinction between Eishes Ish and Shar Psulim, with regard to Be'ila Ba'ones, We suggested two different approaches. One approach would have it that Eishes Ish is unique because the Boel, if you isolate him and identify him, he's not a pasul. There's nothing pasul about him. It's just that because of her, he can't have beer with her. She's an Eishes Ish. The Chal Hashem Eishes Ish in her is what engenders the Be'il Asura. Mashenkin and Shar Psulim, the Boel himself is a Apostle. And therefore, in the case where there's a Boel who's a Apostle, his psuls engenders a Bilas psul, Habia Haposelis. But in the case of Eshesisha Zinsa, the psul is inherent in the fact that she's an Eshesish. But the Boel Mitzar Atzmo is a Kosher. That was one approach. The second approach was that Eshesish could be equated, as far as the Boel is concerned, with all Psulim. The Boel is a Pasul. However, the distinction is because in the case of Eishes Ish, the reason for this Bia HaOseres, Bia HaPoselis, is because of Uma LaBa Ma. So in the first approach, what we're saying is that when you have a Boel who's not a Pasul, but he's a Kosher, then the source of the psul kahuna of the shem zona is the averas habi'ila, and the averas habi'ila only applies when she had ratzon, but not when she was anusa. Whereas in the case of a posel, of a bia of a posel, that bia engenders a psul zona regardless of the maisa avera or not. It's not the maisa avera that's koveya. We saw, for example, the case of Nida, it's not enough to engender a shame zona. And on the other end of the spectrum, we saw that the Rambam Shita is that even in Bilas Asuras, you need Kidesh V'achkach Baal. And supposing he was Boel Ha without Kiddushin, even though there's no violation of the Issa, nevertheless, it engenders a Psul Zona. So we see that when the Boel is a Posel, a Posel is a Posel, and that's inherent in the nature of the Bia. We'll call it a certain kind of a Psul in the Bia and a Posel in the Bia. That's in the Mitzias and the Heft of the Bia, regardless of the Avera. Whereas in the case of Eishes Ish, where the Boel is not a Posel, so therefore he doesn't have within his goof the ability to engender a Psul, it's only the Avera of Eishes Ish and the Znus of Eishes Ish as an Avera, that's what engenders the Psul zone. That only applies in the case of Ratzon, but not in the case of Onus. The second approach was that we could equate Eishes Ish with Shar Psulim as far as the power of the Boel as a Posel to engender a Psul, but the difference is, and here's where Onus and Ratzon play an important role, is that what engenders the Psul of Zona in the case of an Eishes Ish is the Mo'ala Ba'mal, the fact that she was Mo'ala Mo'eles B'baila. And here we quoted Rashi, the Meiri, and others who say that the word Zona itself indicates a hasara mitachas baila. She was saras atzma mitachas baila. What I want to add to that discussion as we start today is the Mishnah Lamelech quotes a Rashba. Make a note of it, please. that the Mishnah Melech is, it's one of those gigantic 3-page long Mishnah Melechs, if you're familiar with those. In Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Yudches Halacha Beis, he has a paragraph that starts Shuvra Isi Laharashba B'Tshuva, and he quotes the Rashba in Tshuva, and the Rashba wants to know what's the din in the case of a Panui Haba Al Apnuya, according to Ralozo Shita that Aso Zona, what happens if she was Nivala Ba'Onis? Where do we place, where do we subsume Panui Haba Al Apnuya? Is that similar to Shar Psulim, or is it similar to Tashis Ish Zinsa? And the difference would be in the case of Onis. Of course, this is only according to the Shita Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Loza says, Pani Abala Pnuya Sa Zona. What would be if Pani Abala Pnuya Ba Ones? It's a very common case, unfortunately. So the Mishnah Melech says, in the name of the Rashba, that this depends on the two Lashonos of Rabba. Rabba in the Lishna Kama holds that even in the case of an Eishes Ish, there is a Psul Zona, despite the Ones. And according to Rab in the Lishna Kama, not only would there be an Issa Tumah, there's also an Issa Zona. Whereas Rab in the Lishna Basra completely eradicates the Psul Zona. So the Mishnah Melech is up in arms against this Rashba. He doesn't understand how the Rashba could possibly equate Rabba, the two Lishonis of Rab and Yevamos, with the case of Panei Abola Pruya. The discussion of the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Nun Vav of Rabba, the two Lishonos of Eishes Ish Zinsa, that's only because of the unique Isur Be'ila in the case of an Eishes Ish. All other Isure Be'ila come under the din of Bein Bionis, Bein Baratzon Nifsala. The Psul of Zona is engendered whether or not the Be'ila is Baratzon Abonis. What right does the Rashba have, as I affect the Mishnah Melech, to raise this possibility that Rabba and his two Lashonos would be relevant to the issue of Panei Abola Pruya? Panei Abola Pruya is not a psul of Eishes Ish Zinsa. In Eishes Ish Zinsa, there's a unique kind of psul. But according to what we're saying, I think it works out quite well. Because in the context of the Baal Amar, and let's assume for the time being that the Rashba is on board with the Baal Amar, that the distinction between Eishes Ish and Shar Psulim is the difference between, in our first explanation of the Baal Amar, between a Boel who's a Posel and is a Posel, as opposed to a Boel who's a Kosher. In the case of an Eishes Ish, the Boel per se, if I isolate him, identify him, he's a Kosher. Not so in the case of Shar Psulim. Then what about Panei Abola Pnuya? He's also what? A kosher. There's nothing possible about him. And therefore, even though according to Rabbi Lazar, I saw Zona, but that's only Be'ila Beratzon. Why? Because if there's no Be'ila Beratzon, then there's no Avera Mitzidah. Since Eishes Ish, according to this explanation, is different than Shar Psulim, there's no bia of apostle that's poseles, but rather is the aver per se. So too in the case of Panei Abola Pnuya, you don't have the bia of apostle aposeles, because the bowl is not apostle, he's a kosher. In the worst case scenario, and that's Rabbi Lezer Shita, you can talk about Panei Abola Pnuya as an avera, as a maisa isur, whatever the isur might be, whether it's kedesha, whether it's a bitul essay of ki kachish isha. But it has to be Baratzon. And that's the Rashba's pshat. If we go with the second pshat, that the reason why Eishes Ish Zinsa only engenders a psul zona because she was Baratzon Umala Ba Mal, then that has no bearing on the case of Panei Abola Pnuya, and the Mishnah Melech is correct. So just to summarize, we have a couple of nafkaminas between our two interpretations of the distinction between Eishes Ish Zinsa, where she's only a Zona if it was Baratzon according to the second Lishna in Rabbah, and not Ba'ones, as opposed to Shar Psulim, where the Baal Amar insists that even Ba'ones, Loshna Baratzon, Loshna Ba'ones, she becomes Psula L'Kahuna Midin Zona. What is the nature of that distinction? Is it because Eishes Ish is the boil is a kosher, or is it because Eishes Ish is umal or baal? And in both cases, it's the avera that engenders the shame psul zona. And therefore, in order for that avera, that avera is contingent on ratzon and does not apply in the case of ones. And the nafkamina is going to be one. Is panuya ba'al apnuya, because according to Rabbi Lezer, I saw a zona, but that's only because the bia is a bia savera, and therefore we can distinguish between ones and ratzon. Again, if you're going with the approach that eishes ish zinsa requires ratzon, because it's got to be umala ba'mal, that has no bearing, it's not germane to the case. But if you're going with the definition of the Be'ila, and you're looking at the Be'ila and analyzing it from the perspective of the Bo'el, from the perspective of the Veles, is the Bo'el apostle? Well, no, he's not apostle, he's a kosher, it's just that Mitzida Machmasa, the Be'ila is a Be'ila Poseles. Then, in the case of Poni Abal Apriya, I could very well understand the Rashba's point that Lo Asa Zona Ela, Beratzon Benat, Bones. And the other nafkamina is what we discussed last time about chayvei krisus. If you remember, we had two different diyuk and one diyuk in the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor puts chayvei krisus to kurva, meaning an erva, like an ach, in the same category as sharp sulim, and therefore there's no difference between onus and ratzon. But we would die for the Mishnah Lamelech, no, that the din of asa zona in chayvei krisus is limited to sharp sulim, but it doesn't apply to psulim and karov, and therefore we could say that nafkamina would be what happens in Chayvei Krisus Sheba Aleha Be Ones? Would she become a Zona, Psul Lakuna? According to the Diyuk that we had in the Baal Amor, it would seem that even though one could argue that the Boel is a Kosher, again in this situation because she's an Achos, or whatever Kurva she is, he becomes like apostle, but he's not apostle per se. Begufo, he's not apostle. He's not like an Evan, an Akam, a Mamzer, a Nosin, etc., etc. And therefore, one could argue that the Magid Mishnah, therefore, would say that if it's Ba'ones, there is no power in this Be'ila. The Avera element of the Be'ila dimension is missing, and therefore it cannot engender Psul Zona. But if, on the other hand, we're going to go with the approach that Eishes Ish is different than all shar bilos apsulos. Why? Because of umal of abal, that has no bearing whatsoever in the case of an erva of chayvei krisus mishum kurva. And therefore, in chayvei krisus mishum kurva, the Baal Amor is 100% correct that bein ba'onis, bein baratzon, the engenders the shame zona. Does that therefore prove that the Baal Amor holds like one of that two tamim? Namely, he's distinguishing between eishes ish because of umal of ba'mal, as opposed to other bios apostles? I'm not sure. I don't want to twist the Baal Amor's arm over here. He may be saying that in the case of chayvei krisus de kurva, there is a shame psul in the boil himself. It's not like the case of eishes ish, where it's only because of her status as an eishes ish that this be'ila becomes a be'ila sura. Here, it's because of the relationship between the Boel and the Neveles as Krovim, as She'er Basar, that's what engenders the Bila Poselos. And therefore maybe we could define and subsume the Boel in the case of Chayvei Krisus de Kurva as apostle. He is apostle. More likely, what the Anias Daiti is, that the Baal Amor is going with the Baal Amal approach, whereas according to the Magid Mishnah, the distinction is between Sherim and Psulim. Again, a Psul, I repeat this for the fifth time because I love to hear it over. The Psul is in the goof of the poet. His status changes himself as far as Be'ilah Poselos is concerned. That's what I call a Posel is a Posel, if you follow what I mean. He's a Posel, and therefore he engenders a Be'ilah Poselos. It's somehow, you know, I quote the just Alderach L'Savras Ozen, you know, he told about Zuama, you know, the Zohar says about the Nachash HaKadmoni, he til bazuama, you know. If the Boel is apostle, it's like he's a Nachash, he's apostle, he's a he til bazuama. That's one approach. The other approach is to say, no, leave that all out. The distinction here is not between a kosher and apostle. It's between Eishes Ish as opposed to all other Bilos Asuras. In Eishes Ish, there's nothing in the Be'ila itself that's Asura. It has to do with her status. She was Makabal Kedushin. She became an Eishes Ish. The Isra Eishes Ish creates a whole new Be'ila Asura. And that puts her into a separate category where the Torah says that that Be'ila Asura engenders a psul Zona Laguna in the same way it engenders an Isra Levaila. And you remember on both sides that the Sugya in Yevamah seems to equate Tuma and Zona. Do you remember that? On Daphne and Volum and Vinus. That's what I think we should say here in the context of this Mishnah.
I have a little bit of a side question. I can ask it later. But according to the Rashba, when Herr Belazar, is this Shver, the Mishnah of Nogus, Yargul Mayan? That's the Ones, and that's kind of all
clear. Correct. And that's going to be the subject of the Oneg Yontif that we want to discuss today. How do we square those Rishonim who say that in the case of Panaya Bola Pnuya, Bain Bonus, Bain Baratzon, we can distinguish between Onus and Ratzon, like the Rashba according to one side and Rabba, how do we square that with the Gemara in Ksuvitz of Tinoka Shiyar Damana? And the one who's going to address this problem head on is the Oneg Yontif. Alright. Now what I would like to do with you is to study the Ramban. The Ramban in Milchamis argues with the Baal Amar on 3 points. So we'd like to first summarize these 3 points and then see if we can calculate the nafkaminas between the Baal Amar and the Ramban. Point number one. And this is perhaps the most important point. The Ramban completely rejects the distinction between Eishes Ish and Shar P'sul. Whatever you're going to say about Eishes Ish, you'll say about Shar P'sul and vice versa. In other words, this whole distinction that the Baal Amar is building upon, that Onus V'Ratzon, Yesh L'Chalik Ben Onus L'Ratzon, with regard to Eishes Ish, but not with regard to Shar P'sul, the Ramban rejects. So it works out like this. According to the first point that we want to make, the Ramban holds the following. In the first Lishna of Rava, a Be'ilas Ones engenders a psul Zona Lekoin, Bein Be'eshes Ish, Bein B'Shar Psulim, and whatever the din is in Eshes Ish, the din will be the same, identical in Shar Psulim. According to Rava in the Lishna Basra, to the same extent that the Be'ilu with an Eishes Ish, if it's Be'ones, does not engender a Psul Zona. The same thing applies in the case of Shar P'sulim. Shar P'sulim and Evet, V'Yakum, etc. would have Be'ilu with a Bas Yisrael Be'ones, would not engender a Shem Zona. And of course, here's where Chaim gets up and screams, what about the Gemara of Tinokas? Because the Gemara of Tinokas is clearly speaking about a Shar P'sulim case, Be'ones, the Gemara is outspoken that it was Be'ones, and yet the Gemara says, Azlina Basar Ruben, if Rob Psula met Slap Psula. How's the Ramban going to square with that?
We don't even have to go to the Mishnah, but the Mishnah here in our Sugya, in Yevamos, is Mashma that Bein Be'ones, Bein Baratzon. It's not Mashma, that's what it says. V'chein abo alachim mikol ha-reish ha-vetorah oba psulim, and Rash is psulim l'kuhuna. Then the V'chein is going on, Be'ones, Baratzon, anything else?
Correct. And this brings me to the second point of the Ramban, to answer your question. And here's where the Ramban argues again on the Baal Amar. And the Ramban says the following. In the case of an Eishes Yisrael, according to the Lishna Kama, Eishes Yisrael is considered a Zona even Be'ones. Again, recall, if you will, that according to the Baal Amar, both Lishonos of Rabbah disagree with Rav Sheshes and maintain that in the case of an Eishes Yisrael Be'ones, there is no psul zona, and therefore she, after her husband dies, she can marry a Kohen. According to the Ramban, the first Lishna of Rabbah is going to hold that in the case of Eishes Yisrael, if she had a Be'ila Be'ones, she cannot marry a Kohen after her husband dies. It's only the Lishna Basra that argues with Rav Amram in the name of Rav Sheshes that Be'ones lo miskarya zona. But here's where the Ramban pulls a very, very important move. And all this Rav Hose is going to calculate in the Halacha, in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Beis Shmuel. And we're going to see how all these different variations will come to the fore. Halacha L'maisa. It says the Rabban that according to Lishna Basra, in the case of an Eishes Yisrael, Shenivel Abones Nihi, it's true, she does not become Psula B'toras Zona, but she's Psula L'kuhun. And here the Ramban, if you take a look at the beginning part of the Ramban and the end part of the Ramban, he quotes two different drushes of Chazal. The first drusha he quotes is on the pasuk of Ubas Kohen Ki Tia L'Ish Zar, and the Ramban is assuming that Ish Zar includes Psulim as well as Chayvei Krisus. Then the Ramban quotes a second drasha from the pasuk of Kisia Almana Ugrusha, and there he says that Almana Ugrusha includes any case of a Be'ila Ha'asura, including this case as well, and she becomes Psul Likud. Now, before we get into the significance of dropping down from a Psul Zona to another Psul Kuhuna, let's just discuss for a moment why the Ramban quotes two different drushas.
What's the second one?
The second drusha is on the pasuk of Kisia Almana Ugrusha L'ish. The first drusha is from the pasuk Ubas Kohen Kisia L'ish Zar. That pasuk, according to Tosfos, please make a note of this. Tosfos in Yevamos Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Hacha, holds that even though Kisia L'ish Zar, Ish Zar means what's called a Zar Meikara, like for example in Eved Va'akum, from the very inception they are considered an Ish Zar Lakuna. Nevertheless, the Ish Zar does not require Zar Meikara. And therefore, the first quote of the Ramban is really a reflection of Shitas HaTosfos, that Zar Meikara is Lav Dafka, and even the case of Chayvei Krisus, which is not a Zar Meikara, would be included under this new Psul. The second drush in the Ramban, from Bas Kohen Kitia Almanu Grusha, that's according to Shitas Rashi. The Rashi is in Yevamos, but in this case on Daf Lamed Hey, and there Rashi holds that you cannot quote the pasuk of Kisia L'ish Zar because Chayvei Krisus is not called a Zar Meikara Mitchilasa, and therefore he's not excluded under this drasha. He's not excluded from marrying a Kohen. I mean, what I mean to say is that the Be'ila doesn't create a Psul of Zona of a Psul Kahuna based on this pasuk, because this pasuk is only talking about a Zar Meikara. So Rashi has another pasuk, which is a complicated drasha. We're not going to get into it now. Has to do with Truma and so forth and so on. In any event, the Ramban quotes both these two psukim. Okay. Mimela Chaim, this is going to be the answer to your question as well to Adam's question. All these cases where we see that Nivol Apostle is psula l'kuhuna, even though it was ba'ones, the Ramban is going to argue that's not a psul zona. That's a psul of a different category. Because again, according to Rabba in the Lishna Basra, kol ones, kol be'ila ba'ones, lo lav miskari zona. She's not called a zona. So it's either the pasuk of Kisia Lishzara or the pasuk Kisia Lamana Magrusha, but it's a separate category. And in just one moment, we'll come back to this second point of the Ramban and see what's the nafkamina. Who cares whether you say she's psul lakuna b'tor zona, or she's psul lakuna under some other category? But first, I want to mention the third argument between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor, and that's as far as Eishes Kohen Shenensa. According to the Baal HaMor, in the Lishna Basra, Eishes Kohen Shenensa lo nifsala klal l'kuhuna. Again, she's asura l'baila, but she can marry a Kohen after her husband dies. That's according to Baal HaMor. However, according to the Ramban, after her husband dies, she cannot marry a kohen, even according to the Lishna Basra, because even though according to Lishna Basra there's no malchus for Zona, but there's another psulkuna from the pasuk Bas Kohen Kisiel Ishzar, and that, even according to Lishna Basra, applies in the case of Onis. So if we compare and contrast the Balamor and the Ramban, we find some very interesting things. You know, on one level, you can view the Ramban as a makil of sorts. What do I mean as a makil? He seems to be saying that even in the case of Sharp Sulim, we're going to accept, according to Lishna Basra, a distinction between Ones and Ratzon, in which only Ratzon Bilvad, will engender a Shem Zona. That's in Sharp Sulim, something that the Baal Mar could not tolerate. But on the other hand, the Ramban is a grace of Machmir, because the Ramban is saying that all these discussions about alleviating the Psul Zona because the Bia was Be'ones, but Medvar Amur, the whole discussion is limited to the Psul Zona. But if you take the broader question of is she Kshera Lakuna, Psul Lakuna, on the different categories, then the Ramban will say that that applies straight across the board. Whether you're dealing with a puzzle, right? Bilas HaSharp Sulim, whether you're dealing with Eishes Ish. In all cases, there's going to be a psul with regard to Kahuna. And the most sharp distinction would be the case of an Eishes Kohen. That in the Lishna Basa of Rabbah, whereas the Balamor would say if there's no psul Zona, right? Because the Torah only prohibited Tumah Labayla, and Tumah Labayla has no impact on the other Kohenim, then, if so facto, there's no psul zona. Comes along the Balamor, and it's on the Ramban, and the Ramban yells and screams, says, okay, there's no psul of zona, but it doesn't mean she's muteris lekohen after her husband dies. For sure not. Because all the ta'amim and all the distinctions that we made on Thursday and the first half of the discussion today, that's all only relevant to the Balamor. The Ramban doesn't know of that. In the Ramban's frame of reference is an absolute open equation between Sharp Sulim, whether it's Psul Aguf, whether it's Psul Kurvo, whether it's Eishes Ish, no distinction whatsoever. They're all absolutely equal. The only debate is whether or not there's a Psul Zona. The first Lishna in Rabbah says the Ramban is going to extend a Psul Zona and build it on top of the psul, the Isur Tumah. That's in the case of an Eishes Kohen. And the second Lishna in Rabbah saying, no, there's no psul zona here. The Torah says it's Tumah, but not Zona. But that doesn't mean that there is no psul kahuna. We got to be the next suitor online after her husband dies. There will be a psul kahuna.
Why is the second one during the first and the husband now?
What do you say?
Why is the second coin during the first coin?
Why is the second?
If there's not a
zone,
why is more
of a
psul for the second
point
than the first
point? Well, no, she's already asura lebaila midin tuma, so that's not a discussion.
So that's like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That since she had a bia from another man outside of her marriage, therefore she's asura lekuna b'toras tuma.
I missed it though.
We're talking about an Eishes Kohen now. Yeah, so
she's
also the husband, right? So since she's also the husband midin tuma, right, the Elon and Fasa, etc., etc., but by Kohen, it makes no difference. Therefore, the first Lishna in Rabbah, no, I'm sorry, the second Lishna in Rabbah would suspend the Iser Zona. Comes along the Ramban, and he says that's true with regard to the Baal. In other words, the machlok between the first Lishna in Rabbah and the second Lishna in Rabbah, according to the Ramban, is only how many sets of Malkus he gives. But in terms of Sul Kahuna, even the second Lishna in Rabbah agrees, embraces the Psul Kahuna by virtue of this Be'ila, because all Psule Kahuna through Be'ila are equal Bein Bonus Bein Baratza. So what are you going to tell me? The Torah imposes an Isur Tumah, and therefore there's no Psul Zona. That's fine. But there's a broader Psul Kahuna that encompasses both Onus and Ratzon and Onus, and that's going to apply here as well. My nafkamina, she's anyway asura labayla. And we've already determined that she's not asura b'tor zona according to the Lishna Basra, and therefore she won't get two sets of malchus. So why does the Ramban need to engender another psul kahuna? And the answer is, after her husband dies, she can no longer marry a kohen. Rav Olson, can we have the threefold nafkamina between the Malabar and the Ramban, or do you want me to review one more time? It's good? We can go on? Okay. Now the nafkamina. The nafkamina is based on the Bir Hagra and the Sefer Achiyuch, and the Mithaskim. Both. Shnei Neviim, Misnabnim, Misigman Echad. And basically it works like this. That according to the Ramban, it's very critical to know whether there's a psul zona or a general, we'll call it a generic psul kuhun. The nafkamina is going to be in the next generation. If this woman, who's asur lakuna, marries a kohen, would the child become a chola? And the mitchas chinuch and the gra both insist that it depends. If she became asur lakuna b'torah zona, then the child is a chola. That's a verse in the scriptures, right? There are three categories of psulim, all of which engender chalolos. And one of them is the zona. But, says the Minchas Chinuch and the Gro, if there's no psul zona, but rather shar psulim, then there's no chalolos in the next generation. The vlad of such a marriage between a kohen and a woman who's asura lakuna, because it says ki tia lizar, that vlad is kosher lakuna.
So the kohen, if he marries this woman and she's a general psul lakuna, he would get no malchus.
No malchus.
His son would not be a chalal. Is there an iser?
Yeah, there's an iser doraisa. This is not a rabbinic convention. And the iser doraisa is what you'd call, again, I think I used this term once in the past in a different context, a lav tofel. Lav tofel means it's like a secondary law. Like, for example, you have isuri hano. So the Rambam Shita is that for violating isuri hano, you don't get malchus. That's called a lav tofel. It's a doraisa. We're not talking about the Rabbana. And there's a Mishnah Levelt that declares that maybe it's the Rabbanim, but we hold it's the Doraisa without Malkus. And there are many examples of this. Here's another example. Sule Kahuna outside the framework of Grusha Zona Mechalol. She's neither one of these three. But she's Psule Kahuna. Under a separate Drasha, a separate Issa Doraisa, we suspend Malkus. But the main point here is that the Vlad is not a Chol. Where is the Bir Agra? The Bir Agra is in Siman Vav, Sifkat and Chav Gimel. And the Minchas Chinuch is here in Reish Samach Vav. And it's in the, what's it called, the Moriah publication. It's in, they changed the numbers, it's in Os Gimel. And he writes, Luli de Mistafina Michaveroi, if I wasn't afraid of my friends, the Kolshke Mirabosai, Amina Bilsa, I would say something, meaning say a chiddush. He says, Kevi lechazina b'yavom esham, to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, sover, v'lo yichal akulukoi, v'chachom amrim d'yele hifsik, eile, hifsik ha'inyon, al kolpon al divir akol lokoi, lo yichal el, chakahani l'ksuv v'parsha. He says, both Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and Chachom agree in principle that lo yichal zaro, meaning the chalolus that's passed on to the child as a result of this marriage relationship, is only applicable to that which is written in the parsha, namely zona, grusha, and chalola. Avlim nivol alachay ve'ilavim kagon l'nosin olashar psulim she'veinu liel shitas rishon delo nikre zona rak de'asur lakuna mikra de'ish zar or the alfina mitruma is l'shita satosis lokin alav ze. Okay, that's a whole other discussion. L'Ramban ain't lokin alav ze. Avol bichlal zona ena. So there's an Easter Doraisa lakuna, but there's no zona. Rak mikro ze. It's only a derivation of this pasuk. If kein eno bichlal aksum b'parsha, delo yichal zaro. So it means the pasuk lo yichal zaro lo koi klal al ze. V'im kein eno nases chalolo. And then he goes on to say in the next paragraph, "In nivla ba'ones, yesh sovrim delo nikre zona." This is the Ramban he's referring to. He doesn't mention the Ramban by name. So again, the Ramban in the case of onus, and again, it's straight across the board. We're not distinguishing between psulim and eishes ish. We're just going down a level from a psul of zona to a psul of kahuna. In k mehechi tesi lomar shenischalu abodim nischalu came into lo yechalu lo koyale raku lav acher k nivli beis Hashem yisbarach, etc., etc. So that's the Minchas Chinuch, and you'll find the same Chiddush a little bit less explicit in the Bir Agra, as we mentioned before. So if she had a Bi'ilu Ba'ones, if Ones Lo Mikre Zona, that's the second Lishna in Rabba, nevertheless, there's a Psul that's derived from the Pasuk Yishzar, or the Pasuk of Grusha V'chalola, or Grusha V'almona, and that Psul is Doraisa. The Rashba, if you want to make a note of it, again, there's a whole long Rashba here, Yevamistaf Ayin, says that if the psul is not Mishum Zona, who psul bifnei atzmo. Interesting language of the Rashba. This sounds like something that would have been written in the last 100 years, not 1,000 years, but he says it's a psul bifnei atzmo. And all this I like very much. I just want to point out, Lamana Emes, that the Beis Shmuel here in Simon Vav Sifkat Tezayin doesn't know about this. He's totally unaware of this. And therefore he assumes that once there's a psul that's derived from Kisiel Ish Zar, it goes back into the psul of Zona, and the children are Chalolim. And apparently there is some basis for his shita in the Rishonim, but again that's a different shita. Okay. Now according to the Ramban, since we're discussing the Ramban shita, and there are other Rishonim that agree with the Ramban, that once we derive from the pasuk bas kohen kisia almona grusha, you expand the psul kuna to incorporate this new category, what about tumah in the case of an eishes ish? Meaning, would there be a possibility of saying that tumah itself would be a posel lekahuna? When I say tumah, what I mean is the parash of sota, the parash of vihi nitma, vihi nitmes. So if you look in the Magid Mishnah at the end of Perek Aleph Milchus Yisurei Bia, he assumes that in the case of Eishes Ish and Nensa, where there's no Tumah, there would be no Iser Tumah L'Kohen. But he might be implying, well, this is more of, on the Marmar Komos I gave you to look up at Tosin Yevam Estaf Lamed Hey, I don't know if you got a chance to look at that. That would take you a good couple hours to go through that Tosin, but Tosas Yevam Estaf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph Dibra Mas Laf Al Pi says explicitly that in the case of Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, she's psula lakuna, meaning after her husband dies, she can't marry Kohen because of Tuma, not just Zona, but Tuma. So when we discuss the Iser of an Eishes Yisrael Shenensa Likohen after her husband dies, we can discuss it under one of three different possible categories. Number one, under Zona, which is certainly true according to Rabba and the Lishna Kama. Number two, according to Rabba and the Lishna Basa, according to Ramban, under a new psul of Kisi Alish Zar. And number three, according to Tosas and Yevamis, under the category of Tumah, which is an unbelievable chiddush, this Tosas, that when the Torah says about an Eishes Ish that had Be'ila, that she's nitmeis, we understand that to mean nitmeis le'baila. And if you read Tosas carefully in his Havamina, he really presents the thesis very well. Let me read to you the language of Tosas. He says, Umi u'kosha l'ri, came into lo k'siv tuma, Eishes Yisrael shenivala ba'onis. In other words, according to Tosus in his Havamina, the Re, which is going to be the Maskana according to many other Rishonim, but not according to Tosus, why should the Iser Tuma be relevant to Kahuna? The Iser Tuma is relevant to the husband. So she now either became Asura Labaila under Tumah, let's say, in the case of Eishes Yisrael, Verotzon, or she became Asura even in the case of an Eishes Kohen, in a case of Ones, in the case of Eishes Kohen. All that is fine and dandy, but that's only Labaila. If there's no Issa Tumah Labaila, for example, in the case of Eishes Ish Shenensa, Eishes Yisrael, excuse me, Shenensa, then there's nothing to talk about as far as Kahuna is concerned, says Tosfos. That's in his Havamina. And that Havamina is embraced by the Ramban and by almost all the Rishonim. But Tosfos in the Maskana says that that's not true. Tosfos in the Maskana says the reason why there's no Tumah L'Kohen is because that Be'ilah could not engender Tumah Bismana in its time. She was an Eishes Yisrael. She had a Be'ila Ba'ones, and since there was no Tumah, because the Torah says Be'ila Nitfasa, then when her husband dies, she can marry a Kohen. No, you'll yell and scream Tumah, but there's no Tumah, says Tosfos in the Maskana, because she's an Eishes Yisrael. What do I learn from Tosfos then? What's the next step that we should derive from Tosfos, if you employ your thumb? If she had been an Eishes Kohen, then the Tumah would be not only as far as Bila is concerned, but even as far as Cohen is concerned. So as I say, this is a very important sheet, though. Although I didn't find it explicitly in the poskim, you know, not in the Rambam, not in the Shulchan Aruch, they're not going with this Mahalo. But there is a Shitas HaTosfos. As I said, you should go through the Tosfos if you get a chance on Daf Lamed Hayom Na Aleph, if the Tosfos maintains in his Maskana that there is an Isur Tumah L'Kahuna. And that gives us a whole third category, which can encompass the issue of Be'ila Ba'ones, as far as Kuhn is concerned. It's not just an issue of Zona, and it's not just an issue of Bas Kohen Tinkiti Elish Zar. It could also come under the Isur of Tumah, because Tumah is not limited to Baila. In the case of Eishes Yisrael, since the Torah says Be'ones, there is no Isur Tumah. Therefore, when her husband dies and she wants to marry Cohen, there's no problem with Tumah, because in its original inception, there was no, that Bila could not generate an Issa Tumah. But let's say she had a Bila Baratzon, and she, even in any case of an Eishes Yisrael, so now she becomes Psul Lakuna, not only Betar Zona, that's Upgare, but even Betar Tumah. That's the Chiddush Tosfos. In the case of an Eishes Cohen, it's going to be a Nafkimina Lamaisa. A woman never had a rape situation while she was married to a Kohen. She can never marry another Kohen. Fine. So you'll tell me that depends on the two Lashonas of Rava. The first Lashon of Rava says she can't marry Kohen because she's a Zona. But the second Lashon of Rava doesn't accept Zona. And according to the Baal HaMor, she has no Sul Kuna at all. Says Tosfos, but she's also a Kohen. Midin Tumah. So again, here's a way of slicing it down very sharp. Yeah, I want you to follow this, Adam. You have a minute? I'm saying like this, if you really sharpen it really, really well, if you take the Baal HaMor's framework, the Baal HaMor only has Zona. As far as Kuhn is concerned, he has no additional Psulim, nor neither Kisi Elish Zar, nor Tumah. Because Tumah, like Tosfos says in his Havamin, is only Labaila. It has nothing to do with the Kohen. So therefore, if we jump forward to the Lishna Basra of Rava, according to which, since she's Asura Labaila Midin Tumah, there is no Psul Zona, then according to the Baal HaMor, at the very moment her husband drops dead, upon the expression, she can marry Cohen. Because there are no other possibilities. According to the Ramban, on the other hand, she can't marry Cohen, because Nehi, even though Rabban is Lishna Basra, doesn't have a Psul Zona, but he has a Psul of what? Kisil Yishar. And according to Tosfos in Yevam Slamet Hey, she can't marry Cohen for a different reason, because of Tumah. You'll tell me, once this Tumah, that's only relevant to her Baal. So Tosfos says, no, since she's an Eishes Kohen, and even though there was an Ones, there is a Tumah that's generated Labaila, that Tumah passes off a Kahuna. And even if there's no Zona, and even if you don't accept the Ramban's breakthrough about Kisil Yishar, she's still Asura Lakuna Midin Tumah.
I thought the Tosfos was saying that even by Nishis Yisrael. I thought he said that the Lashon Tumah was used three times in the Pasuk. And then I was, and then the miut of the he lo nisfasa is only spoken about by legabe the baal and the boil. So by an ashes yisrael, there's no iser to the baal in a case of of ines. But by an ashes yisrael, there's still the third lashon of nitma or tuma is talking about the ona, and that would even be applicable to an ashes yisrael.
Correct. Even though it's for ones.
So we were saying that, not just by an ashes.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I want to point out to you something that's very interesting. You have this printout of the Oneg Yontif. Okay. So there are three paragraphs in the Oneg Yontif. Although I have to tell you, we're focused only on the second and the third paragraphs, not in the first. But there is one important breakthrough in the first paragraph of the Oneg Yontif, and that's why we printed it out for you. So if you count down approximately 10 lines from the top, he says the following: "Daha be Eishes Yisrael shenensa lo shayach batuma kevan shemuteres achshav lebaila v'tuma lo shayach elik sheneseres achshav lebaila." Imagine he's talking about an Eishes Yisrael who had a bilas ones. And the question is whether she can marry a Kohen after her husband dies. So the Oneg Yontif says she can marry a Kohen after her husband dies. But why? Do you read the language of the Oneg Yontif? Do be'esh Yisrael shenenso lo shayach batuma kevin demuteres achshav labayla. De tuma lo shayach elk sheneseres achshav labayla. What does it mean, achshav? B'shas bila, correct? So what's the implication now as far as an Eishes Kohen is concerned? Since she's Neseris Achshav Labayla Midin Tuma, she's also Neseris LeKohen. In other words, Tuma is not just limited to Baal and Boel. It also applies to Kahuna. And this is fascinating because he claims that this is Pshat in the Rav HaMagid. I would have said that this is the pshat in Tosfos, but I would never have said this in the frame of reference of any other Rishon. But there is, and that's why I want to point to you that when we're talking about Be'ila Ba'ones vis-a-vis Kahuna, we have to discuss it under three different categories. Number one, Zona. Number two, other psulim, we call it Kisi Alishzar, it's the Ramban's breakthrough. And number three now, according to Tosis, and the Oneg Yontif seems to embrace this, and he injects this into the Rav HaMagid, under the Iser of Tuma as well. But what I'd like to call your attention to is the next section in the Oneg Yontif. And let's just review what the Oneg Yontif sets as a goal for himself. According to the Ramban, there is no psul zona in the case of onus. And it matters not whether you're talking about eishes ish or you're talking about shar psul. So what do we do with the case of tinokes shenivala, where azlina basa rov and she's psul? So one way of approaching it is to say that the Gemara in Ksuvus is not referring to Zona, but referring to this more generic kind of psul of Kisia Lishzar. The Oneg Yontif has a very, very profound and unique approach to reconcile the Ramban Shita with the Gemara in Yevamos. Again, we're talking about Nivola Ba'ones, she's a Pnuya, and she was Nivola Apostola, and she can no longer marry a Kohen. What's it all about? So the Oneg Yontif quotes a sugya in Ksuvus. This is a world-class sugya in Ksuvus. I used to darshan on this sugya. I had my own drush on this sugya for the days of tshuva. Because we say, Al-Chei Shechaton al-Fanecha ba'ones. So I was always wondering what that was all about. The Gemara wants to know in Ksuvus what happens. This is Nun Aleph on the Beis. Okay, now I have it. What happens in the case of an Eishes Ish who had a Be'ilas Ones and the Torah says she's muteris labaila. Amar avu d'shmuel eishes ish shenenso asura labaila. So for some reason, avu d'shmuel is in the mood to contradict the Torah. And why? So he says it depends. If she was yelling and screaming, v'itzovachas mitchila v'ad sof, from the beginning of the bia till the end, that's when the Torah says that she's muteres labaila. However, what about the case of tchilasa ba'ones v'sofa baratzon? Somewhere midway through the bia, she's quiet. She's no longer complaining. And Rava disagrees. Rava upligi de Rava on the second of the wide lines. The Omer Rava kol shetchilasa ba'ones v'sofa baratzon. Afilu hi omeres hanichulo shel mole. Lo nizkakli ha'isi sochroso muteres. So if it was a rape situation, no matter how much she approves of the end of the bia, she's muteres labaila. Why is that called ones? My taima says the Gemara Yitzra albisha. And then the Gemara brings a brisa to support Rabba, to support Rava. Vilo nitfasa asura nitfasa muteres. And there it indicates that she doesn't have to be tzovachas mitchila v'ad sof. So the Oneg Yontif wants to do the following analysis. Be'ila ba'ones has to be analyzed from two different perspectives. One is as far as tumah labaila, and the other as far as engendering a psul kahuna. Whether you're talking about a psul zona or a psul of what we call the generic psul, what happens if we assume that Rav is correct, because halacha kaimel and kerav against avud de shmuel, that if it's tchilas of onus v'sof v'ratzon, she's muteris labaila, what would be in such a case as far as psul kahuna is concerned? So if you take a look at the second paragraph, you don't have this page. I'm kind of surprised. Okay, you have it. Okay, I didn't see Adam that you have. He says, "V'nira li liyashiv divrei Ramban v'harash bazal divadai efshal lomar dilarabo." We have Rava be onus lo mikri zona. Oh, I'm sorry. So we're talking about Rava in Yevamos. We'll get to Rava in Ksubas in a minute. Lo megam b'shar psule kuhuna lo mikri zona ludidei. Fine. So ones, just like in Eishes Ish, doesn't engender psul zona. Nevertheless, so too in shar psulim, it does not engender psul zona. Umasnisa de tinoka sheyarda lamayim l'mal svenayim v'chashula. So what are we going to do with that mishnah? So he doesn't ask for your mishnah. I don't know, Adam. I'll have to look it over again. Let's not get sidetracked. He says mishum. Why is she psul lakuna when she had a bila of apostle? The avua de shmuel. Now wait a minute, we don't accept avua de shmuel. So the only yontif here, in order to far in for the Ramban, is treading on very, very slippy ground over here. Because avua de shmuel holds aishis Yisrael shenensa asura labayim shekaishin and shechem tchilos ba'ones v'sofa baratzon v'ones rakos rakmona mishkaksel kigon shetovcha tzovcha mitchilo v'ad sof v'rova maskel tchilos v'ones sharia afilu nisratzei slav asof maitami yitzra albisha v'anan kaimelon kirova nire d'zed dafka. We pass like rova that since she was tchilas of ones, she's called an ones. Zedafka, I would add a bamed v'mamurim. That's only in the case of Eishes Ish. Amrina di Yitzra albisha, and therefore muteres, but not as far as the psul kahuna. And the question is, what's the difference? Says the Tosus, the Oneg Yontif. Why is it that Yitzra Alvisha is a mitigating circumstance with regard to Isha Labayla Tuma? He says, "Kol shekasav hamarik b'tshuva, deishes isha zinsa, shesvura shemutal liznos, She deliberately had znus, but only because she thought it was okay. You know, somebody spooked her up. Is asur labayla? She can no longer live with her husband. She thought that she was having a relationship with her husband. Is Anu Nelmar? If that be the case, I understand Rava very well. If the whole Tuma Labaila is engendered because of Mola Bamal, like the Marik says, then in this case, what kind of Mola Bamal? She was Tchilos of Onus. No, but you'll ask me, she was Sofa Baratzon. No, that's Yitzra Albisha. Yitzra Albisha is enough to remove the Mola Bamal. Heine Linyan Baila. Mikri Ones, and here he invokes a Rambam. There's a toast Fusia that Adam pointed out to me. He writes here Rambam Hilchas Ishus Perek Chav Dalid Halach Yutes, and in fact there is no such Rambam that he quotes in Perek Chav Dalid Hilchas Ishus. There's a misprint here, or maybe the Onig Yontif didn't have the Rambam in front of him. You know, they didn't have somebody smart in those days. This is the Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Bia. Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, "Isha shetchilas biyosa baones v'sofa baratzon." He says the following: "Misha hischil livol biones ain biyada." An unbelievably extreme language, a dramatic language of the Rambam. Ain biyada shalotirze sheyetzer ha'adam v'tivo kofa osa lirtos. It's not the real Ratzon. You know, sometimes the Rambam holds that when there's an external pressure, that brings out the true Ratzon of a person. Here the Rambam is saying the opposite. That here the Yetzer is sort of like an external factor that forces you, and it's not real Ratzon. Like the case, you remember the case of Tolyu V'Kaddish? Love Kiddushin, somebody forced her to accept the Kiddushin. So that's external, but she doesn't want to marry this guy. Here also, she doesn't want to have Znus and be Moel Mal Be'isha. So that's what the Onig Yontif, based on this Rambam, he says, Tchilos of Onus, Sof Rotz of Turbi Klum, Chehiskil Livol Be'onus, Ain Be'odashalo Tirtze. And therefore, Kmosha Ptur Mi Onish Bibnesha Ain Biyodashalo Tirtze, Hokinami Lo Mikri Mal Bash Bibaila Beisha, Titrilos of Onis Sofa Ain Biyodashalo Lisratzos. If she didn't have the choice in the matter, then even though she had Ratzon, that's not called a Ratzon of Umal of Amal. Okay, that's one thing. Now he has the real challenge. Okay, let's say he's absolutely. We're a nuisance now. You know, he's completely victimized us. We have to accept this svara. It's just, right? This svara is not something you can reject. But what about in the case of Kahuna? You know, if you're saying that this it doesn't hold her responsible for Mal of Amal, maybe she shouldn't be responsible for his nus that engenders a psulkuna. He says, "I will gabi nus the psule Kahuna after Amrinin de Baonis lo mikri zona." True that the Tchilas Bia, he says, would not engender a Psul's Nus. But what about the Sof Bia? The Nikomakom, now look at this language here. I underlined it in my copy. Nikomakom nitma gufa bibias znus deratzon. That's it's not shot that in the case of Sofa Baratzon, it's considered as if, since it was tchila ba'onis, it's an onus. No, the sofa of a ratzon makes it into a ratzon. Le'inyan dvar shebegufa nifsal mikahun al yidei biyazu im haisa b'ratzon. What's he saying over here? This is before Reb Chaim. You know, he was before the brisket there by a century. But this is a brisket chiddush. He's saying tzvei dinim here. When does sofa ba'ones count as a mitigating circumstance? Excuse me, sofa ba'ratzon count as a mitigating circumstance. That's only when I need ratzon. There's another din that the Be'ilah itself has a tumah to it, and it's a tumah poselus l'kahuna. So in the case of a woman who had Be'ilah to a Be'ilah psula, that Be'ilah inherently engenders a psul begufa. He calls it a tumah begufa. And what? There's another halacha that ones is somehow a ptur. You know, ones somehow is a matir, we'll call it. It's an external halacha that if there was an ones, that'll remove it. So again, in the case of Eishes Ish, you need a full-fledged ratzon to engender Umala Bama. In the case of Tuma L'Kuhuna, all you need is a Bia Poseles, and you'll need a full-fledged ones to remove the Tuma. So if she was Tchila V'Yatzov, Tzovachas, that's a real ones without any Be'ilah Baratzon. But once there's an admixture of Be'ilah Baratzon, you don't have the ability to remove the tumah that's inherent in this Be'ilah Poselas. Haguf becomes now Nitmes, B'toras Psul Kahuna. Why? Because there's an element of Ratzon. That element of Ratzon is recognized in its power to engender tumah l'kahuna. Because unless I have a pure onus, I can't remove this be'ilah from its inherent power as a be'ilah poselas. Masha Enkin, in the case of Eishes Ish Labayla Midin Tumah Midin Sota, you need a positive element. What's the positive element that you need? Ratzon. The Ratzon has to be a testimony that she absolutely wanted this relationship. And she didn't. As the Rambam says here in Hilchos Yisurei Biha, she had no choice in the matter. So that's not a bia that engenders tumah labayla under the pasuk of umal mal beisha. But in the case of psul kahuna, let's see it again inside. He says nitma gufa bebias nuster ratzon. All I need is one little element of ratzon, so that there's no longer an onus here to be mafkia the nitma gufa element, the gufa nifsal kahuna. Fascinating. If you take a look in the next paragraph, now he makes the calculation as to why Tinokos Sheyor Delamalus Mayim is Psula Kahuna. And it's not a steer to the Ramban. He says the following, Lefi Zelasi Shapir Delarabba Belishna Basra Ones Lo Mikri Zona Bipone Abola Prila Belosov who had been Bishar Psula Kahuna. Why? Because there he says Chayshin and Shemin Isratzis Levasov. So in the case of Tinoka Shiar Demayim, the reason why she was Psula LeKahuna, since she had a bia to apostle based on Rove, is because Shemin Isratzis Levasov Utchilas of Onus Vesof Rots and Nifsal LeKahuna. That's not a steer to the Ramban. The Ramban is saying that if we know that she was tzovachas mitchil vad sof, and if it's a pure ones, in such a case there is no psul psul kuhun. That's the onigil. Now this interpretation of the Oni Yontif is to defend the Ramban. Truth be told, that even in the Baal HaMor we wanted to suggest that the difference between Eishes Ish and Shar Psulim, as far as Onus is concerned, is because in Eishes Ish you need Umal Bama. But there's I don't want you to equate the two. No, it's what we said in the Baal HaMor. It's not the same as what we're saying in the Ramban, because there's a fundamental difference between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor. According to the Baal HaMor, in Shar Psulim, even if she was Tzovachas, Mitchila V'Yatzov, she'd be Psula L'Kahuna. Whereas according to the Ramban, if she was Tzovachas, Mitchila V'Yatzov, in order to engender, you could not engender a tumah in her guf, in such a Bila Baratzah, in such a Bila Snus, unless you had some element of Ratzah. So again, the Nafkamina between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor is going to be a case of of tzovachas mitchilu v'yad sof. According to the Ramban, ones does not engender a psul kahuna, neither in the case of eishes ish nor in the case of shar psulim. And here she was tzovachas mitchilu v'yad sof. It's pure ones. Whereas according to the Baal Amar, only in eishes ish do we have this halacha of ones is mafkia. But in the case of shar psulim, even if it would be ones mitchila v'yad sof, and she would be screaming and yelling until the end, she would still be psula l'kuhuna. And therefore we can summarize three shitos here. According to the Baal Amar, she always becomes psula l'kuhuna. In shar psulim, she becomes a zona. According to the Ramban, according to all the other poskim, even if she was mitchila ba'ones v'sofa baratzon, she doesn't become a zona. But according to the Onig Yontif in the Ramban, if she was tchila ba'ones v'sofa ba'ones, then she would not become a zona. But if she was tchila baratzon, tchila ba'ones v'sofa baratzon, then even according to the Ramban, she becomes a zona. Okay, now I want to take the last 5 minutes that we have and see how this calculates. Halacha lemaisa, how do we pass? So let's begin with the Rambam, and then leave that on. We'll compare the Rambam to the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam in Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Vav, and Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Kol anev elis li adam she'osa sozona, bein bionis, bein beratzim, bein etc., etc., is Nifsal mishum zon. Lefichach eishes ish shenivala li acher bein ba'onis bein baratan nifsala lakuna. He's passing like Rava in the first Lishna. Eishes kohen shenensa bailo lokala mishum tuma. Eishes Yisrael shenensa afal pishu muteris lebailo harehi asura lakuna. Good. So he passes like the first Lishna. It's not absolutely clear to me what the Rambam would hold as far as Eishes Kohen Shenensa, whether she's loka, whether her husband who's a Kohen is loka, even Mishum Zona. Logically it should be so, but the Rambam doesn't mention anything about that.
Doesn't the Rambam sort of quote the Lishna of Asra of Rabba there? He just uses Lashon Nitma, he doesn't use Lashon Zona. Eishes Kohen Shenensa.
Right. So that's what I just said that, but we'll say it again. It's not clear to me if the Rambam is holding that once there's Malkus Mishum Tuma, there's no Malkus Mishum Zona. In other words, logically, there's no reason why she shouldn't get Malkus Mishum Zona in this case, because the Rambam Paskins in the Eishes Kohen, in the Eishes Yisrael situation, Shenensa, is Harezu Asura Lakuna. And the Rambam says that kol nivelas l'adam she'osa sozona is bein ba'onis bein beratzon. So the Rambam seems to assume that straight across the board that should be a psul of zona. But you're right, when he gets to the case of Eishes Kohen, he doesn't mention malchus mishum zona.
So why are we saying that the Rambam was passing like the Lishna Kama?
Because the Lishna Kama holds that there's no difference between a bila beratzon and a bila ba'onis as far as zona is concerned.
We couldn't say the Rambam was like the Ramban?
That I don't know. That I would say not, but if I can take your comment and transfer it over to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Vav, Siftes, Kol Hanivelis Laadam Shoso Sozona, Bein Bionis Bein Baratzon, and here the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rambam verbatim. However, that's in Siftes. When he gets to Sif Yud, and it's even clearer in Sif Yud Aleph, he drops the word Zona. Eishes Kohen Shenivala Afilu Ba'ones Asurala. Now, he's not talking about the Iser that he has in Hilchos Sota. He's talking about an Iser Kahuna. And he goes on and says, Eishes Yisrael Shenen Safa Pishim Uteris Levail Asurala Kahuna. So the whole discussion of Shulchan Aruch is about Asurala Kahuna. But what I find very strange is that the Shulchan Aruch omits in these two Seifim, Yud and Yud Aleph, any mention of Zona. So I was thinking that the Shulchan Aruch is not accepting the Rambam. And the reason for that is because I think most Rishonim, and I'll give you a list of Rishonim, accept the Lishna Basra of Rav, which means that in the case of Eishes Ish Shendivala, excuse me, Shendivala Ba'ones, there is no Psul Zona. On the other hand, most Rishonim say that she's Asur L'Kohen. Whether it's Tosus who says that she's Asur L'Kohen Midin Tuma, and that applies even in the case of an Eishes Yisrael, when her husband dies and she marries a Kohen, or whether you go with the Ramban Shita, that there's a psul of Lo Si Alish Zar, so that Shulchan Aruch deliberately omitted the word Zona, because it's only the Rambam who paskins, like the Lishna Kam of Rava, that despite the fact that this married woman had a Bila bonus, she nevertheless is Asur Nishum Zona. True, she's Psul Lakona, she's Asur Lakona. That's absolutely the case. And when her husband dies, she cannot marry Kohen. But the Shulchan Aruch is deliberately vague here, and he doesn't mention Zona because that would commit him, like the Rambam, to the first Lishna of Rabbah, and most Rishonim don't accept the first Lishna of Rabbah. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch isn't even a quote of Pasuk here. Because which Pasuk is he going to quote? If he's going to hold like the Rambam, he's going to quote the Pasuk Zona. If he holds like the Ramban, he's going to quote the Pasuk Osili Zar. If he holds like Tosa, he's going to quote the Pasuk Benitil. So he deliberately leaves out any quote of any Pasuk, because it all depends upon which Shita you're going on. Now, according to the Oneg Yontif, even the Ramban would agree that there is a psul mishum zona in the case of ones, unless she was tzavcha mitchil liadsof. Therefore, when the mechaber paskins that nensa is asur lekuhuna, that reflects even the Ramban shita. And if you would insist that the psul is mishum zona, then I would tell you the following: that unless she was tzavachas mitchil liadsof, except the Oneg Yontif, then the Ramban would agree she's psul mishum zona. Because the whole difference of Rava's Yitzra Alvisha when she was Sofa Baraton, Yitzra Alvisha is only as far as Eishes Ish is concerned, Vinitma, but that's not the discussion on the table here in Siman Vav. The Shulchan Aruch is addressing the issue of psul kuhuna, and psul kuhuna, according to the Ramban, there is a psul zona if she wasn't Sovachas mitchil v'ad sof. So since he doesn't have that stipulation that she was tzavachas mitchil v'ad sof, he's absolutely correct, even with Torah Zona, even according to the Ramban. But again, let me just give you a list of Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, and they all pass like the Lishna Basra, that Eishes Kohen Shenensa is not a Zona. The Rif and the Rush. And the Magen Mishnah quotes other Rishonim. But the Magen Mishnah says that in the case of Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, she's Asura L'Kuhuna. And again, that could be because he's applying the logic of the Ramban and others, like Tosfos, that even though she's not Psula Midin Zona, because we're not passing like the Lishna Kama of Rabba, but like the Lishna Basa of Rabba, nevertheless she's Psula L'Kuhuna B'Toras Lo Si Alish Zar or B'Toras Tum.
I'm a little confused. According to the Rishonim, that means that Amram or Sheshes and Rabbo, they don't argue? Because this is the case.
Again, the Nafkamin is going to be halos. Keep in mind, the Mechaber doesn't address this issue. What would be, if let's say she went and married a Kohen after her husband dies, whether the Vlad would be a halos? So let's go over this again. If you hold like Rav Amram in the name of Sheshes, or if you hold like the first Lishna in Rava, at least in the case of Eishes Kohen, so if her husband dies, she married to Kohen, the child would be a chol. Why? Because we're talking about a full-fledged psul zona. I would suggest that the Machaber is passing like the Lishna Basra of Rava, and that's why he deliberately omits zona. And the Nafkamina is twofold. Number one, there's no Malkus. Number two, the Vlad is not a chol. And why is the Mechaber in favor of the Lishna Basra of Rabbah? Because of this whole slew of Rishonim, including the Ramban, the Rosh, and the Rif. We've had that before, if you remember, in the case of Akav Avol Bas Yisrael. Is the Vlad is Kosher Lakuna? No, the Vlad is Pasul Lakuna, but not the Torah Zon. That's the Psak of the Mechaber, like the Lishna Basra of Ra. Just one last point. The Machaber in Sif Ches, which is the previous Sif, says that even in the case of Shomeres Yavam Shezinsa, she's Psul Kohen. Where is that? B'chein Yavam Shebol Ezar Asa Zon. And we discussed this in the past because of the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about whether there's tefisas kedushin and there's no tefisas kedushin. Fine. She becomes a zon. This is also the shitas of Rav. However, I want to make one interesting ha'ara here. In Sif Ches, when the Mechaber paskins that Yevama Shebola Zara saw Zona, what does he omit? Which appears over and over again in the next three Seifim. Bein Bonus, Bein Barotza. What I'm suggesting is maybe you could create a Mechitza, Hachot Tzetzes, between Seif Ches and Seif Tes Yud Yudal. Seif Ches, he's talking about a Be'ila Barotza. He's not talking about a be'ila be'onetz. Only when he gets to Se'ifim Tes Yud and Yud Aleph does he introduce the chiddush and the ribui of bein beratzon bein be'onetz. Now you'll ask me the following question: even if my diuk is correct, what sense does it make? Why in the case if Yevama Lazar is considered the Ein Tefisas Kedushin and therefore there's a Psul Zona, so what difference should it make whether it's Beratzon or Bonus? Oh, so the question here is how do we view this Isur of Yevama Lashuk? There are two ways you could define the Isur of Yevama Lashuk. One way is to say that it's as if kaviyachol, the relationship between her late husband and herself still exists. The first issues continues even after Mises HaBaal, and that issues reflects itself, expresses itself in a kind of Iser Sota, of Sota Labayot. Meaning that if she has a relationship with another man, even though her husband is gone, but in the case of Yibum, she is somehow undermining the original issues. The other way of saying it is what we call Zika. How many of you have learned Yevamos a little? I mean, the word Zika is not a foreign word to you, right? So the Zika is a new, there's a famous Bach on this in Ebenezer, Hilchos Yibum. That somehow there's a new Ishus that replaces the old Ishus, and that's called the Zikas Yimum, which links her up to the Yavam. And then Afkamina would be, what's the nature of the Psul of Yevama Lashuk, the Psul Zona of Yevama Lashuk Shenivol Oleachet? If it's a din of Ishus Leavimta, Leavam, then what we call Zika, if that Ishus already emerges with the Nefila Leivum, that's called Zika, then you could implement or activate the principle of Umala Boma, the nature of this Be'ila, in its power to engender Znus, Hashem Zona, is just like the nature of a Be'ila of an Ishus Zinsa to engender the Psul Zona. And that is Beratzon and not Beonis, because only when it's Ratzon is it Umala Bomal, if you go with that Derek of the Ma'arit. If on the other hand you can assume that the Torah envisions here that through this Be'ila she's being, again pardon the term, being Pogea in the original Ishus Levailah, because her Baal is still somewhat alive through the mitzvah of Yimum, then it's a regular Bias Isur. It's not a Mal of a Baal. He's already dead. But you could say that since it's such a severe Isur that it has the power to engender a Psul Zona, then it doesn't matter whether the Bila was done by Onus Baratza. We view every Boel other than the Yavam as potentially a posel v'torizona lakuna, and therefore it makes no difference in engendering that tuma l'kohen whether or not the be'ila was done beratzon or even bones. Perhaps, I don't have any proof right now, the Shulchan Aruch, by deliberately omitting the af v'nensa, he's telling me that the nature of the Isur Yavam l'shuk is to view the Ishus of Zika as an Ishus which engenders a Tumol of Bailo, in this case Levimto, Midin Umol of Oma. And that only applies in the case of Roto, not in the case of Oma. Okay, we'll stop.